And if you're just tuning in, this is Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, and it's time now for music. This is a band called Dirty Projectors. It's a track from their new album, Swing Low Magellan. Now, the band's been considered one of the most innovative acts in indie rock in the past few years, known for its soaring choral and orchestral arrangements. But try to explain the sound of Dirty Projectors, and it gets a little complicated. So I asked the band's founder, Dave Longstreth.
It's really hard to describe your sound, so let me see if you can sort of put your finger on it.
How oh, don't you... make me do it.
Where would I ever be without you? How could I hope to seize the tablet of values and redacted?
One of the ideas with Dirty Projectors is just to look a little bit more widely and see if there's a through line between, you know, the music of Hildegard and the music of the Beach Boys.
From a 12th century choral composer to the sweet harmonies of the 1960s, we'll examine that through line in a moment, but first let's look at where the band came from. Dirty Projectors started as a dorm room experiment of Dave Longstreth while he was a freshman at Yale.
I guess you could say I was classically trained because I studied music at Yale, but I actually didn't really enjoy my time at Yale a whole lot, and I left for a while.
He left to go on tour and to immerse himself in the experimental music scene in Brooklyn. And eventually, he moved to Portland, Oregon to focus on honing the Dirty Projectors sound. And it all came together with the 2009 album, Bitta Orca. That album landed on critics' best of lists that year and the Billboard charts. Dirty Projectors have just released their follow-up album, Swing Low Magellan, and NPR Music's Bob Boylan calls it one of his favorite albums of the year so far.
There is an answer. I haven't found it, but I will keep dancing till I do.
Now here's the thing. Dirty Projectors is not easy listening. It takes concentration. The band asks a lot of its listeners. So I asked Bob to help us unpack this album a bit, a topic he wrote about on his blog this past week.
If in music what you want is a challenge, this is a brilliant record. It's like when I listen to the early Talking Heads records and people listen to another David Byrne singing. They said, this guy's weird. It's off kilter. It barely makes sense. And yet, it became enormously popular. But it didn't become enormously popular until he put a dance groove to it. And I think with Dirty Projectors, their rhythms change every 15 seconds, like watching a movie cut, you know. That's difficult for people.
Mornings I wake up hungover.
I think of music as head music, heart music, hip music, and feet music. Music that's thoughtful, music that is of the heart, music that makes you sexual if you're going around the hip area, music that makes you dance if you're going in the feet area. This music is all up in the head and a little bit of heart.
Lonely and forgotten in the frozen world.
Talk to me about the song Offspring Are Blank, the first track on the record.
What a weird, weird song. And it's really indicative of the sort of music they do, which is that there's about three or four or five different songs within the song. And if you start it, it starts like a doo-wop song.
It's weird.
It's weird, but it also found...
You have to hear it. You have to listen to it, right? You're forced to listen to it.
Absolutely. But right there, it's like all of a sudden, there's where the heart is in this music, I think.
You turned on this song for the first time, and you immediately thought, this is doo-wop. That's what you thought?
I heard the spirit of doo-wop. Doo-wop swings more than Dirty Projectors swing, and I wish Dirty Projectors would swing a little more. Again, head and heart in Dirty Projectors, a little less hip and feet. I'm just saying, when I listened to it, that's what I felt. There's nothing more direct than when beautiful singers sing. And I think that's the part of Dirty Projectors music that anyone who may find this music difficult, because it is, it shifts, it turns, it makes right-hand turns, but the voice is the thread that can hold it together.
That's NPR Music's Bob Boylan talking about Swing Low Magellan, the new album from the Dirty Projectors. You can hear a few tracks at our website, nprmusic.org. Our program is directed today by Brent Bachman. The staff includes Lily Percy, Amy Held, Phil Harrell, Lauren Silverman, Sanaz Meshkinpour, and Beenish Ahmed. Our intern is Michael Tomsik. The weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishnadev Kulamur, Steve Mullis, and Dana Farringdon. The technical director is Peter Alina. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Mathoni Maturi is senior editor, and Steve Lichtai is our senior producer. Swell and the mountains shook. You'd see a million colors if you really looked. Now quick the night draws near, the curtain spreads clear. And for Saturday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Don't forget the podcast. Search for Weekends on All Things Considered on iTunes. We're back with Batman director Christopher Nolan and more tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great night.